This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. South Korea appears poised to shift directions in its presidential election this week. The key issue is the South Korean economy. And polls show voters leaning conservative after 10 years of liberal government. The conservative candidate, Lee Myung-bak, is popular, even though he's been tainted by financial scandal. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Seoul.
It's gotten really nasty in the final days of South Korea's presidential campaign. A speaker in downtown Seoul accuses Lee Myung-bak, the frontrunner, of lying. He should quit the race, the speaker says. A normal person would. Because he won't, we must reject him. Similar accusations were leveled at Lee during the final televised presidential debate Sunday night. Several of Lee's opponents called for him to drop out because, they said, of his flagrant lies in connection with the collapse of an investment company that Lee was involved with 7 years ago. Lee declined to respond, instead focusing on his experience as a longtime CEO in business and a one-term mayor of Seoul. I'm an entrepreneurial leader, Lee said. I have experience in the private and public sector. I'm pro-company and pro-market, against regulation, he added. The economy will grow under my leadership. In a field of 11 candidates, including one well-known liberal and another well-known conservative, Lee Myung-bak has held a strong lead in all the polls for the past few months. For one key reason, says David Straub, a former State Department official, now a scholar at Stanford University.
He's perceived as someone who has real competence. The basic argument these days is between competence and corruption. Progressives say that Lee Myung-bak is corrupt and has been involved in scandals, whereas Lee's supporters and apparently much of the South Korean public argue that the real consideration this time around is competence.
The rules of the election are simple. Whoever wins the most votes is elected president, no matter that in a crowded field it could be substantially under 50%. In Korea, the president is elected for a single five-year term. Lee's likely election represents a substantial shift in political outlook here. For the past 10 years, presidents sought to change the old authoritarian political culture of South Korea. They emphasized rapprochement with North Korea, the so-called sunshine policy toward the North. Young people tended to vote liberal. This year, that's changed, says Korea University political economist Sun Duk-ham.
This time, youngsters, they really want to care about their jobs. They really need their jobs and the job opportunities. Therefore, they are really more concerned about economy.
The leading liberal candidate is Chung Dong-young, a former TV journalist and cabinet minister under outgoing President Noh Moo-hyun. His candidacy has faltered, though, in large part because he is perceived to be too close to the current administration, says David Straub.
President Noh became so unpopular so fast after his election that Chung has found it vital that he run away from President Noh. And he's tried to do that, but without very much success.
A last-minute surprise may have hurt Lee Myung-bak, or at least cut into the size of his victory. A 7-year-old videotape surfaced on Sunday showing Lee admitting his connection to the investment company known as BBK, which later collapsed as a result of stock manipulation. Lee has denied any wrongdoing, and prosecutors cleared him earlier this month. But the tape was played in Parliament by his opponents after a failed attempt to blackmail Lee's campaign. Today, the parliament narrowly adopted, along strictly partisan lines, a bill to appoint a special prosecutor in the case. South Korea may be facing a situation where a newly elected president could be investigated from his first moments in office over a financial scandal that just won't go away. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.